What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Episode 18, Coach Patrick Gale show. You see, he has his background. He see, tells you who he is. We're back at it. Post prospect camp final started. We got another topic for you by life after basketball today. And coach said, I just voice got sorry. Never know who's watching the show, brother.
All praises due.
Yes. Yes, sir. So, coach, let's start off, man. How was prospect camp, man, in your opinion, and then the kids you saw and how that really helped out the kids down in Albany and all around who traveled to the prospect camp?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to give a thanks to all of our campers, all of their parents. We had some coaches that brought players. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience. Even had some visitors, high major prospects came. Just because, showing loyalty, showing love, it was awesome. I've had parents that told me, Coach, we drove all the way down from South Carolina. We had a parent that flew all the way from South Florida. I was so blessed and touched. You know what's funny? We only wanted to have it for 2 hours, but I literally looked at my watch in the middle of the 5-on-5 runs to Coach White and said, Coach, we over. And I'm having fun because I was coaching in the camp. I had a team that went undefeated in the camp, you know. So it was a great time. We spent another hour, maybe an hour and some change talking to parents. Awesome time. Thank you to all the parents. Our next prospect camp is going to be in October during homecoming. It's more so going to be an elite camp because we're going to invite some of the guys back. But we definitely got some talent. We definitely found a couple of gems, and you know, we're excited now to transition into the summer to go watch them play with their teams because it's team camp month.
Yeah, coach, you're right. You go from prospect team and elite camp, and then you get those, start making those phone calls and connections, and then just looking ahead for those 2025 ones as well, and 26 as these days keep on rolling, Coach.
Yes, sir. Coach White was on the road yesterday. I was on the road a little bit. We're going to be hitting a lot of high schools and a lot of practices. I learned more from the high school coaches, you know, than anybody. I want to shout out every high school coach that contacts me and invites me to their gym, and every high school coach that you know, consistently will bring their young men to our campus and our prospect camps. We really appreciate their connection and what they do for their young people. There's no ego involved. They're just trying to help their young people. We actually got a commitment from a coach that wasn't even, you know, just kind of brought this young man as someone, hey, coach, I'll just bring him too. And as soon as that young man said he was interested, because we didn't think we would have a chance to get him, he committed to us. So we're excited.
No doubt, Coach, it's about being in the right place at the right time and the right space, because when you open your doors to people, you never know what may come through that door. That's something I've learned in business and in personal as well, but also in coaching as well. I just never know who you're impacting, who you might impact, but just by opening up your doors.
That's right. That's right. I'm just, you know, I'm in this position strictly for helping young people. And, you know, as long as I'm allowed to do that and given the opportunity to do that, the Lord's going to continue to bless me to do that. And if I ever go against that, he's going to take that opportunity away from me. So I'm very well aware of that. And I only want to be around people that want to help young people. So there's so many coaches that I'm grateful to for their, you know, their friendship and their professionalism.
No doubt, Coach. And you know what, Coach? I know we want to discuss this as life after basketball as well, Coach. And I think the game of basketball sets you up life after it, because it gives you those kind of skills you just don't get anywhere else by having to be a team, play your part, know how to fit in, know how to go into a role, know how to navigate certain things, politics of teams, locker room. But, you know, it teaches you a lot of different skills that you don't think about until you're outside of that basketball and that sports arena realm, and it transfers over to the professional realm, and how to, you know, play the game the right way and not screw yourself just by being overly emotional, making a, you know, rushing, and just staying within yourself and making the right decision, not making a false move because you're upset. So all those things learning basketball transfers to life after as well.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, JR, I'm going to be the interviewer a little bit, man, because we're fascinated with what you do. But talk to us about, you know, you personally and your journey from a student athlete to what you do now, man. You're huge in what you do and in your brand. So how has that, you know, this is speaking to all the young people that may be watching. You know, we have somebody right here. They don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from you, man. You're the man. So how has that helped you and what you're doing?
I'm going to deflect it to my father, you know, because a lot of things, I had a cheat code. I had Coach McHenry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of guys don't have a father that's like my father's in it and can just give me knowledge of, like, sports, personal life, just worldly advice. So for me, it was a lot of just, this man knows more than I know, right? and not going against that. Like, I put it like this. You know, Georgia State did not have football until 08. But he was like, Tennessee State, don't come to Georgia State. You know it's home. Because you're established. You know what I'm saying? So it's about listening to that and also having a plan, you know. And truthfully be told, Coach, I didn't have a plan to be in the media. I didn't have a plan for it. It was kind of a situation where I got called in there to talk about basketball, football, whatever. And you know what? I was good at it. It wasn't like, and I was getting credit to my father a lot because intimately I can discuss basketball and football on a high level because of where that's where he was and where I was. Can I discuss baseball on a level? I can, but not the way I can. Where basketball, football, I know that back and forth. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, he was into, right? So And, you know, having the knowledge of having a dad as a coach, having knowledge of playing sports, it's easy to transition into being in the media because I can talk about it as a player and a coach.
Right.
And I'm not talking about it as a journal per se. And, you know, I'm not trying to talk about it down on journalists, but sometimes the questions they ask you all as coaches or players, like, do you have any kind of clue what you're watching? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm curious, or what was going through your head? Nothing. I was playing a freaking game going through my head. I wasn't thinking about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your mind. I took a three and it didn't go in.
Right.
Nothing special, right? But they teach them in journalism school to ask probing questions to dig. Bro, it's not that deep. How about learning the strategy of the game? Then talk to me about that.
Right, right. But
don't ask me what's in my head when I missed a three or a layup, or what are you thinking? We made a drive, or what caused it? Can you just watch? Talk about the actions we ran to get the guy open shot. If you did it, I'll be impressed. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, so, but having a degree in business that I have, Tennessee State, my entrepreneurship that I have, master that I have, it just, it transfers over easy because with this show, I have to do marketing, accounting. I have to reach out and do probing to get guests on the show. I have to, you know, leverage things here and there with sponsorship. So having a degree in business, understanding economics, and truthfully, Coach, I said this, I said on air, I am really a class away from having a real estate mind if I wanted to go back to Tennessee State and get it.
Wow.
I'm a class away.
The things you learn on the Patrick Gill Show.
I'm literally a class away from having a real estate mind at Tennessee State.
That's
a
awesome.
Class away. But I wanted to get out of there. I didn't want to stick around for someone to get a real estate mind.
Right.
I already got one in entrepreneurship, right?
Right.
I'm doing it right now, right? So like, you know, having the right persons in my life, understanding, you know, what life after basketball looks like and football looks like, or what life not being a professional looks like, you know, and making this my career, not having to go into, like, real world stuff, you know what I mean? So
with Father's Day coming up, JR, and I'm kind of digesting everything you're saying. And you know, I have to, you know, do it every show. So, you know, I'm reading Chronicles, and you kind of triggered it. Second Chronicles chapter 12, and it talked about the battle that David had, but it listed every person that was going against him and every person that was his ally. But you know what people don't pay attention to, and with Father's Day coming up, when they talk about the genealogy, the lineage and the legacy of people in the Bible, it's always on the father's side. David, son of Jesse, you know? So I don't think fathers really grasp how powerful it is to be a father, how powerful it is to have a relationship with their father and to honor their father, no matter what was done. That honor of your father, and just looking at you and watching, you know, everything you're talking about, man, it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. I don't think people realize, man, how you know, what you do, how much you honor that name. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things I talk to my young men about. Some of my young men are fathers. And to me, we have a different conversation. Like you said, journalists want to ask program questions. Well, a lot of times when I talk to some of my guys, it's about just dealing with not being with your children. You know, when I'm in Albany, I'm not with my children. So I can relate to that. You love your children, but what you're doing is to take care of them. And when I was growing up, my father traveled, you know, when we were in New York, he was in Florida, you know, he was in real estate. And when we moved to Florida, he still had his real estate business, you know, in Flatbush. So he was always away. So I kind of grew up that way. Like when my father's not here physically, it's because he's making it so I have somewhere to rest at night and to be safe. So just that feeling of peace came from my father working really hard to provide, you know. So I just, you know, you kind of moved me to just say that, and to just, you know, I just want to say, man, I'm proud of what you're doing, man, because it definitely honors your dad and honors that name. And that's what I teach my young men. When it comes to life after basketball, man, don't play for that name on the front of your chest. Play for that last name. That means something. And that's what I try to tell my players. And I'm proud of Mr. Jameer Moore. We had him on the show. He recently got hired at Phoebe Hospital. He just completed his master's. When we recruited him and he talked to us, and I didn't realize how many schools were after him, because I talked to a coach that was recruiting him in the conference. But, you know, I'm happy to know that what he came to do, he achieved, and he achieved it at the highest level. And people will look at, you know, our last 2 years, but don't understand that. But the Lord didn't bring him there. I always say winning is more than the scoreboard. In a few years from now, he's going to be a big part of the Albany State family because of the experience he had. And I think he's going to, sometimes when you do things, it's not seen in your lifetime, it's seen in your children's lifetime. What his impact will be is going to be the future of Albany State men's basketball.
No doubt, Coach. And, you know, like, wow, you know, like, same for me. Like, you know, my job is to impact others using my dad's wisdom, you know. And he's a lot of it, you know. People don't like sometimes how my dad put stuff, but it came from a good place. It came from a place of reality, knowing what it is and what it isn't. You know, as the days go by, Coach, more and more and more, I see things that my dad say, it's all making sense. Because if you look at the world we're living in right now, a lot of things he's saying, he's making sense, you know. You know, because they got the idea that man could not cross Northside Drive in Atlanta, but we had a water main break just this past week or whatever. He couldn't cross it after dark.
That's powerful.
Right over there by CAU, Morris Brown, Spelman, you couldn't cross Northside Drive after tracks in the Gulch after dark. You know, so when I go park to go to a Hawks game or to the arena for a concert or to a celebration bowl at the Benz Dome, like, I know that my dad couldn't cross these training tracks as a in his younger after dark due to racism. That's crazy.
And JR, to piggyback on that, the vision of Dr. Holly, where he originally wanted the campus, he couldn't cross those tracks. And where they put Albany State University, you know, was in an area where you talked about the water main break. It's a flood zone. And in 1994, there was a major flood. And the reason why we're called the unsinkable Albany State is because it got bigger and better after that tragedy, after that event. And now we have two campuses, one on the other side of the tracks that he wasn't allowed to put the school, you know, originally. And I don't think enough of our students really understand the sacrifices again of another man that had a vision, and look at where it is now. So when I walk on both campuses, I think about him. I think about that name. I see his face, and I kind of feel his presence of teach my people. And if I were only to worry about wins and losses, that message would be lost. But when I have connections with faculty and staff, you know, on the campus, and I can touch students that, you know, I use basketball, but they're not basketball players. They're not going to be professional players, but we're on a campus, we're at a university. And again, I don't think people realize, man, that wherever I go, I'm going to touch young people. I was a lost college student, you know, started out in civil engineering and ended up with a math degree. You talked about what you're trying to finish up. But so many young people could learn from your story. And sports is the tool. Sports is what will attract and gather people. People wouldn't talk to me if I wasn't a basketball coach, you know? So I use that to help spread that message. And I think you use, your dad's wisdom, as the message, but you use what you do to attract the people to you. And I'm included, because just listening to you and listening to what, your dad taught you, man, is teaching me every day.
Yeah, coach, like think about it, coach. One for sports. Would I ever know Kelvin Sampson? You
That's
know what I'm
amazing. That's
saying?
amazing.
If it
By the
wasn't for
way,
sports.
hold up, JR. Let me just say this. I watched that interview, watched every second of it. I had to pause it and get my wife to watch it. That was one of the best interviews I've ever seen, because you allowed this iconic figure to just be, a person that I could talk to, if I went to the supermarket. A person I could talk to if he worked right next to me. What an amazing interview. I would, highly suggest for every coach to watch that interview. You see a father, because he spoke about it. You see a brother. You see a son. You see a man. You don't see a basketball coach. You see a man. And man, that was an amazing interview, JR.
Yeah, coach, like these things are like, for me, it's like, it's a vessel, man. Like, I never grew up thinking, growing up how I grew up thinking I'd be talking to guys like Kelvin Sampson or, guys like that, man, or people who are prominent like that, man. I have a relationship with Nate McMillan and stuff. I never would have thought in my wildest dreams a guy I watched on TV with the Sonics. I have a relationship with him and his son. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's crazy how just an idea has blossomed into this. I remember those late nights, man, coach. 2:00, 6:00, 6:00, 6:00 in the morning, coach, being on the radio, man. 11 to 2 at night, man. Like,
Ooh.
who listened to this guy? Who listened to this show, man? Like, but it taught me a lot. It gave me my allowed me to experiment. I'll put it like that. With a show being on 11 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning, 2:00, 6:00 in the morning, I have time to experiment and find my way. So when I look back at it, it helped me find my way because in my previous iterations, I had co-hosts, to be honest. And I realized that it was selfish to a degree, coach, not gonna lie, but it was like, I'm doing all the work and y'all getting shine. So that's why I exited out of the co-host space. I'm booking all the guests. What do you bring to the table? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm doing this anyway, I'm gonna do it anyway. I don't need you, So now I do what I do now to make it do long form interviews. But every decision I made business wise has been for the betterment of me and the show. And being on the air that late at night and on weekends allowed me to experiment and find my way the way I am today.
That's what I was going to also commend you about. You don't have any staff. It's just you. And that's amazing that you do all the things you do solo. Where we come from, it's for dolo.
Yes.
So that means all the pressure comes on you, all the accountability is yours. And I just pray that you continue to reap the rewards. I want you to be the biggest success. I want every dream that you have to be, to come into fruition. And I know you have angels watching over you. And I'm just proud of who you are and who you're becoming, because you're not the same person I met, my man. A lot of things that we talk about, man, shows a lot of maturity, and you've helped me mature. But what you're doing in this show is important to one person. Me. I hope it's important to a lot. I can't speak for anybody else, but it's important to me because, like you said, you started with an idea. There's some things I'm trying to do personally. And do you know how hard it is to take an idea? First of all, it's hard to organize an idea. That's why you got to write down whatever, the Lord puts on your heart. You got to write it down, because we are very weak in flesh, and when we get touched by, by the Spirit, we got to make sure that our flesh is disciplined. A lot of times, success just comes from being disciplined in the flesh, So it takes a lot of discipline to do what you're doing. You ain't just somebody that just shows up and just does things. What you do You hear a lot of no's. You get a lot of negative darts being thrown at you. If you don't have that conviction, if you don't have your dad's wisdom inside of you and you don't utilize it, you'll fall through the cracks like everybody else. But you set yourself apart, and that makes you a target. That makes but you can't take that in. You just have to, pray for those. And I've seen you do that, JR. And I just want to say, man, keep doing what you're doing. I always say it, but I'm gonna continue to say it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's not just you, it's bigger than you.
Oh yeah, no doubt, Coach. I said, you know what? I'm at a point now where look, those who do will, and those who won't. Like, if you don't want to partner or come on the show, you're lost.
They are. Sometimes it's not them. Sometimes it's, we do a lot of, I tell my guys all the time, the biggest opponent you'll have in life is the man in the mirror. I always reference the man in the mirror. And the man in the mirror has more than just what you see. Spiritually, may have a lot of things fighting against your own success. The Lord does not want us to be failures. And I want all people to know that. So sometimes you got to pray and you got to stay away from what's, keeping you from utilizing your own success. And sometimes what people view as success for you is actually the worst thing that can happen. Let me tell you something. The last is funny because somebody said something real negative about me and brought up my record the last few years. And I know who I am. I know, what I've done in the past, and I know, what I see myself as what the Lord, has created me to be. But let me tell you something, JR. These hard times that I've had these last few seasons, I've done my best coaching job. You know why? Because I was able to stop from the things that I did in the past that I won a lot with, but it pushed spirits away that I needed. So now I can talk to young people and not have that venom. And coaches know what I'm talking about. I can see a person all the way through. I know what it now looks like to see a person. I've won in the past with guys that, I'm pushing them to finish, and I know what they're about to face in the real world, but winning games. Now I can see how to get that person. Now they got to cross the line themselves, but I at least now know another way, another approach because of what I went through these past few years. And trust me, it's bigger than basketball.
Nah, no doubt. That's why we post a picture of you at graduation. It just touches people because you see the product of what you just said. Get
And
them a product.
let me tell you something, that journey, that picture was not easy.
No doubt. All they see is wins and
As
losses. They
much
don't see
as
the
much as
journey.
we've had losses on the court, we've had a lot of losses off the court. It was not easy. You should hear some of the stories of those young men. But guess what? They kept going on.
That's all you can do. And that's something that we are as a people. We are resilient people, Coach. And
We
I'm
are
not trying to,
resilient people.
we are resilient people. And we keep on pushing the envelope and keep on pushing. And we're going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing. I told you, Coach, it's a song I listen to every morning. I don't care if he's not in a good way. Can't anybody hold me down? I gotta keep on moving. A
You
song
said
by
that. You
Puffy
said that.
and Mace.
You
I
said
got
that.
to keep on moving every morning. I get that
Hey,
song.
I just want to end the show with this, JR, to piggyback on what you said. So when you called me earlier, when we talked earlier, I was, you know what I was doing. So I was actually putting myself through the same workouts I put my guys through. And one of the things that I have them do is they got to make five free throws in a row, and they got to run for every free throw. Well, my birthday's coming up in what, 2 months? It's hard to run the down and back for every miss. And there were many times the devil was like, "You're gonna miss. You can't do it." And then I literally, this was outside now. This ain't in the gym. This was out, in my neighborhood in the park. And I said to myself, "I can't do it. Lord, you're gonna have to do this. I give up. Lord, this is you." And literally, I leaned on the Lord and watched the ball go through the nets five times. And you should have heard the prayer that I screamed out. And what I realized was, and what I learned from that was, it's not you. When you're going through something, let the Lord take over because you can't do it. I cannot tell you, JR, hey man, we gonna win a national championship next year, because it ain't gonna be me. It's gonna be the Lord's will. But what I can tell you is I'm gonna put myself in that position. I'm gonna fight through, and I ain't gonna leave that park till I make five free throws in a row. And at 47, you think that's easy, because if you're talking about shooting outside on double rims, if you know, you know. But
Double rims are no joke.
it's no joke. And let me tell you
If
something.
you shoot the ball just right.
Correct. And if you know, you can shoot it perfectly and that thing go in and out. And it'll go in and out on the fifth free throw. You know how many times I made four in a row? So, but it was a down and back for every miss. And every time it's like, push yourself. And in life, that's all you got to do. Give up, let the Lord take over, push yourself. That's why I said, I can help you get to that finish line, but you got to get yourself through.
And we'll close on that, folks. That's episode 18 of the Patrick Gale Show. We'll be back Juneteenth weekend with another show for you on the Patrick Gale Show, episode 19, coming up for you guys. Coach, as always, Coach, we'll do it again, man.
Shake you, JR.
No doubt.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.